Test 66, Section 2, Question 3. Here, we're looking for each would strengthen except, and the one thing to remember with these is that the correct answer doesn't have to weaken, it just has to not help. So, juries are typically traditionally given their instructions in these legal language. Verbiage is intended to make them more precise, but greater precision is of little use if they don't understand the instructions. So it's saying the purpose is to make it precise, but it doesn't help because they don't understand. Since it is more important for jurors to have a basic but adequate understanding of their role than it is for the details of that role to be precisely specified, okay, and that's still evidence, remember, because it directly follows since. So it's more important for them to have basic but adequate than it is for the details to be specified. Jury instructions should be formulated in simple, easily comprehensible language. So we should make things simple. So our conclusion, obviously, is the end of the last sentence, that the instructions should be formulated in simple, easily comprehensible language. The evidence is it's currently not, and it is more important for jurors to have a basic but adequate understanding of their role than for the details to be precisely specified. So now we look at our answers, and four of these are going to help, and then one of them won't. Most jurors are less likely to understand instructions given in convoluted legalistic language than instructions given in simple, easily comprehensible language. This would strengthen it because that says the way that they are now is not as good as it would be if we changed it. So if they're less likely to understand convoluted, then that would say, yes, let's switch to the simple. Most jurors do not have an adequate understanding of the role after being given their role after being given jury instructions in convoluted legalistic language. That too would strengthen it because it says it really is a problem. They don't understand what they're supposed to be doing. So that would strengthen and is wrong. Jury instructions formulated in simple, easily comprehensible language can adequately describe the role of jurors. Well, yeah, we do have to assume that because it's saying it's more important for them to have a basic but adequate understanding of their role. And if we say that simple words can do an adequate job of that, then that does strengthen the idea that we should formulate them in simple language. And then the details of the role of jurors cannot be specified with complete precision in simple, easily comprehensible language. Well, that doesn't really help or hurt this. If anything, it would kind of hurt. But it's saying, look, it's not actually that important that they get complete precision. And so that's not really going to matter either way. So D looks good as one that wouldn't strengthen. And then jurors do not need to know the precise details of their role in order to have an adequate understanding. That too will help because it's saying, look, you don't have to clarify everything to have an adequate understanding, and so it would make it so that simple, easily comprehensible language is going to be okay. So therefore, D is our correct answer. It either does nothing, or if anything, would kind of weaken this argument. And so that's definitely our correct one.